Okay, so here, children of Binyamin, this is what he's trying to say. The reason why Binyamin, more than anything else, is because you got to remember, he was from Anassos. Anassos was in the tribe of Binyamin. Aside from that, Binyamin is more north than Yehuda. And if the enemy is coming from the north, then they're going to hit Binyamin before they hit Yehuda. So, be ha'izu is like, get yourselves ready, Bnei Binyamin. Be careful, Yerushalayim, from the midst of Yerushalayim. Right? It'll be skoatiku shofar. When you blow the shofar into Koa, right? Al Beis HaKaren, right? And in Beis HaKaren, Umas Eis, you set up a fire system. Kiran Yishkavim Yitzafon, because you see the evil coming from the north, the Shavar Gadol, and you see a great breakage. I think those are all warning signals for war, right? Warning signals, and you blow on the shofar, or you light up those fires up on top of the mountains, right? I never saw the Lord of the Rings movies, but my brother said that they copied it for the Lord of the Rings movies. I don't know if it's true. The whole setting fire to the tops of the mountains to show everybody
what's going on. That's not a Jewish thing. There's probably a war thing in those days.
Yeah, but none of it is.
Right. Oh, yeah, it happened in all
wars in those days. You don't want to stir down
anything. Yeah, sure. Wait, let's just make sure. Middle Earth never really existed.
Okay.
So it wasn't like back in the
day. Rabbi.
I don't know.
What? What's Middle Earth?
Middle Earth. That's the place where all these things happen. Anyway. Pasuk Beis. Hanova Ba'amunaga Gamisi Bastion. All right, so the Bastion, you've been compared to a fair and delicate woman. So like a beautiful, delicate woman that doesn't have anything. Ela Yavo Rowan, shepherds will come in the Edrain with all their flocks. Taku Aleha, they're going to pitch their tents around you, Yoholam, their tents. Saviv, all around you, Ro Ishas Yado, and each one devouring their own area, whatever here. So this is interesting over here. It says you're like a delicate woman and everything is going to pitch their flocks around you, and that's that. Notice, he never says straight out that you should now daven. Instead, he's saying you should set up defensive measures that they're around you, but you're not around. It seems like trying to say that they should go and daven was something that would fall on deaf ears. So Yirmiyah says, I have no choice but to propose to you how you're going to be able to at least fortify your cities and prepare yourselves for war. That's that. Now, Kachu Alam Nochama, prepare for war against your city. Kuman Alabatarayim, get up and attack at noon. Oilam Kibana Yom, woe to us as the day goes out, Keen, not just slowly, till late Arab. When the day goes out toward evening, everything like that. Now, when the enemies came into Yerushalayim, they started getting even more strong and more powerful as the day went on. As everything was going further, remember, it was only at the night of Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av was almost all over, really, the tenth of Tisha B'Av, when they set fire to the walls. Tisha B'Av, they actually broke through and they got everything to the wall.
The second base of Midrash, nothing about the first base of Midrash, doesn't mean that Edom HaLachim talks about the seventh, the eighth, and maybe we could push it to the ninth.
Now, you are right. I don't remember if that was by the second specifically, but it could, I mean, from this pasuk, it seems that it is referring to what happened there, that as time went on, that's when it got worse and worse and worse. And that's what it refers to over here. Kumu v'nala b'layla, come, let's go by night. V'nashchisa v'nasa, we'll destroy all the palaces. Kikol marshav zvakos, kirsu etza. Right, cut down all the wood. V'shikol Yerushalayim sola. Pour on Yerushalayim all of the evil. Yair hafkat kula. This is the city where there's oppression everywhere amongst its midst and everything like that. That's what's going to be. And yeah, I have it over here that the Babylonians were the ones that said that the base of Israel was set ablaze during the evening hours. So I have it over here from the Miam Lois that way. V'hakir, Kehakir Bayer, right, Memel, when a bore or a pit, right, keeps its waters very cold and fresh. Kenekera Ra'asa, so too they keep their sins fresh at hand. Chamas Vashodi Shama, they hear violence and spoil among them. Alpanai Tomit Kali Umaka, all the grief and the wounds are continually heard inside there. So I always thought like this. My understanding of the pasuk is that similar, like, you know, like there are these people that say, it's the last day, so therefore we should do tshuva, right? But there are other people who say, it's our last day, we better sin as much as we can before we're out. The people that do that, Yerushalayim had a choice. It was the very, very end. So they had the choice. They had to do one or the other. And they chose to empty out all their sins. Do everything they possibly could. And it was like a bore that they just like emptied out. They like took their bucket list or just like, what can I do? What can I do?
Like,
I took everything.
I mean, not in a place to judge anybody, but that's like almost like the epitome. It's like one thing somebody hates their heart and they're doing it. But like you're telling me this is your last day and you're like, all right, I'm just going to go off.
People did it all the time. We know that people do this. People do this now, let alone what it was back then.
Yeah, maybe somebody who has zero belief in God, but like...
I don't know. I hear you when I don't hear you at the same time.
I feel like
yeah. someone.
This guy, I wrote an article. This guy was on death row. He led into the death chamber. They were about to execute him right before, like a couple hours before he was about to be executed. He got reprieved from the governor, and he wrote a letter about like what was going through his mind then. It's, I mean, this is a guy who was like a horrible person, a murderer, a drug,
Trudeau, whatever.
And just like he was.
No, I understand. But most, there are people that don't do that. And I don't know what the numbers are, but there are definitely people that don't feel that way. I just read another article about another guy. You know what? I don't know what the name is. On the way down, he said, if I had, as he was being killed, they were putting him in the news and whatever it was, he had murdered like 23 people in his lifetime. And he had raped like 1,000 men or something like that. It was like the claim that he made, right? So he said that as he was being led to be killed, he said, if I could put my hands on the entire human race's neck, I would choke them all to death. It's the last that he said before he died.
Been just like a psycho.
Again. Okay. Granted, there's a lot of...
He was a psycho.
Yeah. Plus,
that's
okay.
Normal to be great men.
He busted Yerushalayim. Agreed. He busted Yerushalayim. Okay, so take Musar, Yerushalayim. Then take Anashim Mech. Maybe my soul will go away from you, right? Anashim Mech, Shmama, Eretz, Lono, Shava. Maybe I'm going to make your entire land desolate as an uninhabited land, right? And that's what it's going to be. He says, the land that's going to be completely in decay, nothing left. Komar, Shams, Vakos. Olel, Ya, Olulu. They're going to take all of the remaining grapes, Kagefen, Sha'eris, Yisrael, like a grapevine. That's what the ends of the Yisrael are going to be. Hashav, Yod, Kagabot, Salsli, Lilos. Pass your hand, Salsilos. Right, pass your hand again as a grape picker. Picks over the branches right over here. And this is what he means. Yirmiyahu is saying that there's going to be a successive wave of exile. There's going to be a Golos number one with Yechaniah. Then there's going to be another one that comes together with Yoyakim. And then there's going to be another one with Sitkia. It's going to happen again and again and again and again. Right? There's going to be many different things that's going to happen. And then he goes down over here that the grape picker and everything referred to the different leaders and stuff like that. Almiya Dabrava Ido. Who am I going to speak to and give the warning to? Vishmo. And they'll hear it. Hine Arelo Oznam. All their ears are shut closed. Will you hakshid? They're not able to listen to me. Dvar Shem Hayolahem Lecherpa. The word of God to them was a degradation. Will Yachmetubo. They have no desire to listen to whatsoever. These people have no influence. They're not willing to hear anything whatsoever. Bezkanasham Alesi Nilesi. I'm filled with the wrath of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm weary of it. Hachil of holding on to it. Shvok Alalol Bachut. I'm going to pour it onto the infants in the streets. That's what Yirmiyahu said. Thou sowed Bachurim in an assembly of young men together. Yachtov. Kigam in Isha, together a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, Yilachidu, they'll all be captured, Zakin and Malayamim, the age, together with the one who is full of days. So Yirmiyahu wanted to be silenced, but he said, I have no choice. I'm going to have to pour out this wrath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is going to happen, and this is what's going to be. Menasabu Batayim Lacher, the house is going to be turned over to other people, Sados, right, into fields, Dignashim Yachim, a woman together, Ki'atas Yodi Al Yoshe Aretzim Hashem, I'm going to pour out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he means over here, that the curse are going to start to come true, those curses of the Tocha that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about. Because from small until big, every single one of them is greedy looking for money. From the priests all the way up until the Kohen, everybody is doing lies and everything like that. We're dealing with a lot of evil people over here. That's what's happening over here. They have healed, right, the broken parts of my nation, but they've done it superficially, not in a good way. Shalom, shalom. They say peace, peace, vain shalom. But they're wrong. There is no peace. The Navi and the Kohaners are like, see, everything worked out well and everything's all good. They have that idea, but it's not true. It's absolutely not true. Hovishu Kisaweva. They should have been ashamed because they're about to wave also. They're doing abominations. But they won't even be embarrassed by it. They don't even know how to be ashamed for what they've done. Therefore, they'll fall among all those that have fallen. At the time when I punish them, they will stumble and they will fall. Kadosh Baruch Hu said they're doomed to death. There is nothing they can do about it. It says Pasuk Tazayin, Kol Hashem, Imdu Al Drachim, stand on the roads. Uru'u v'shalu l'nesivos oylam. I want you to see and ask by the paths of the old world. Eizeh derech hatov. What is the good way that a person should go? The chuppah that we can go on. Umitzu margol and afshkam. Then you'll find rest for your soul. Vayomu lo ne'elech. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I am willing to tell you the right path. And then afterward, I'll tell you what the right path is. Here, go that way, and everything's going to be okay. And he said, nah, I didn't really want to go in the first place. And it's ended up happening. There are people who really could have, everything could have been expiated, things could have been taken care of, but nonetheless, they're not willing to go ahead and do it. Now, it also, if you look through the ways of the world, you can also find some certain people. For example, says the Amalekites, there's Nimrod, who clearly had his own way of worshiping what he thought was going to be, you know, what the best thing over. He thought that his, I guess you could say, sins and acts of wrongdoings would be easily removed by bringing korbanos, trapping animals and bringing them up as korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would take care of everything. Yaakov, however, and Avram Avinu taught everybody to be good and be virtuous and to help other people and not just do things for himself. Esav, as we all know, was a sinner who violated every avera possible, but he was the perfect man at Kibud Avaim, meaning he said, not going to be able to do all of it, so I'll work on one and I'll be perfect at it. And he did that, and he thought that would be good enough. We can see from the ways of the world that Nimrod's way is wrong. Esau's way is wrong. Lavan's way is wrong. The way to go is the way that we've been through Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, etc. That's the idea that Miam always brings down over here. He really takes over the Medrash. I'm going to put watchmen over you. That's again the Nevi'im. Hakshiv l'kol shofar. They're going to say, listen to the sound of the shofar, but you're going to say, we don't hear anything. They're going to close their ears. They're not going to listen to anything, even though the shofar is blasting. Therefore, listen, all nations of the world, Udi'i, and you'll know. Eda, Esasher Bam. This is Bnei Yisrael. What is going on among all of them? You're going to see what's going to happen. Shimia Aretz. The earth should listen in, and okay, maybe Ra La Am Hazet. Very quickly. Maybe you know this. Is Aretz, is that female, feminine, or masculine?
The word Aretz?
Yeah. It is male, right? So why Shimi? It's weird. All right, Shimia Aretz. Hinanokin, maybe Ra La Am Hazet, and bringing evil to this people. Them the fruit of their thoughts. Because they wouldn't listen to my word, it's the Rosh Yamasu and my Torah. They've rejected it completely. That's the idea. Love that we love. You know, why do you need your frankincense? That comes all the way from Sheba. But the people are sitting there and saying, see, we brought frankincense from Sheba. And Shmuel was like, I don't care. That doesn't matter to me. The Kana Ato Merit Merkok and this sweet cane that comes from a faraway land. Your olos are not something that I want. And your zvachim are not things that are palatable to me. What do you say?
But then again, isn't it like, you know, one thing, the fact that they were actually willing to, you know,
at least give something?
Or go to the existence.
Yeah, obviously it was an amazing thing that they did, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu said sometimes it's a bigger insult. You sit there and you do something and you're like, I'm going to sin again, but I know you want me to bring a korban, so I'm bringing a korban and now I'm going to go sin. Sometimes that's a bigger slap, like a little slap in the face. I don't know, but I would think so. Plus a kabal. I can just imagine, you know, like a guy getting up, like I tell him to be somewhere, you know, for Seder or something like that, and he gets up right before Seder and he's like, see, I'm here, and then he leaves immediately and doesn't come for a minute of Seder. He's there beforehand and he's there right afterward, but he's not there during Seder. It's like a slap in the face. But I could have. I understand you could have. But in Kol Amar Hashem, and he knows him, Al Amazem Nicholim, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, behold, I'm going to give these people stumbling blocks. So Kashvu Bam Avos Ubanim Yaakov, the sons and the fathers will stumble on them together. Shochin Vareo Yudva Avadu, the neighbors and all of their friends will all perish together. That's going to be behind it. What ends up happening is one gives his son or his friend money to establish a business. He's going to discover that he instead contributed to the other's drinking or gambling habit. That's the idea behind it. When you give something, you're going to find out that it's a stumbling block. You're giving money to a person to end up doing more wrong things with it you didn't even realize. Therefore, the people will come from the Eretz Tzafon. The Goy Gadol Ye'or Me'erkse Eretz. And there will be a great nation that is awakened from the ends of the earth. In other words, all the way out over there. Now, Babel had already expanded so that they were in the north of Eretz Tzafon, and then they came down. Keshet V'kidon Yachziku. They're going to grab hold of a bow and a spear, meaning they're going to get you from afar and they're going to get you quite near as well. Achzarihu, they're going to be absolutely cruel. Below Yerachemu, they will not have any mercy. The Babylonians will not have any mercy on you whatsoever on the battlefield. It says, Kolam Kayom Yameh, their voices are going to be like the roars of the sea. The Babylonians are going to terrify you by all the sounds that they're going to make at war to make you more and more scared. Now, Susim Yerkavu, they're going to ride upon horses, right? Because once they're it's not their stamina. They don't have to run and they don't have to walk. Their their horses will do most of the work for them, and therefore they'll be well rested to jump off the horse and destroy you. Right? And it says, Aruch ki'ish la'mokama, they are prepared like men of war at all times, ready day and night, alayach bastion, against you, bastion, to show you. And that even then, I'm going to let you know as bastion. You're going to know, be known as a term of endearment that I still love you, B'nai Yisrael, and I'll still try to.
In a dictionary, it's, you know.
What?
Eretz?
Eretz. Huh. Okay, well, that explains that. Why is that? Okay. Adama is obviously female.
No, I know, but you would say Arat Sot, but sometimes you'd have male words that you say that, like Sod or Sodot.
Yeah. Quick question, what's wiktionary?
I think it's like a dictionary from a computer.
Yeah? Yeah, well, no. Interesting. Shamanu es Shamo, we have heard the rumor of it. Rafi Adenu, our hands have grown very weak. Sarach Zikasnu, pain has grabbed a hold of us. Kil Kayulata, we start giving, shaking, like a woman who's ready to give birth. Meaning, B'nai Yisrael at that point had started to feel despair and helplessness. It could be that Yirmiah is seeing this vision so vividly. It's like he's there feeling that helplessness and that despair. It says in Pasuk Kaf, hey, Al Titzu Asad, do not go out into the field of Adar, don't go out into the road. Because the enemy's sword is there and there's terror on all sides. Yirmiah is trying to say to stay in your houses and don't do anything. That's going to bring a food shortage. If people don't go out to work, then nobody's going to have enough money to be able to get food, and there's going to be a famine throughout. My nation, wear sackcloth. Roll around in the ashes. Make mourning for yourselves. Make for yourselves a hesped of bitterness. Keep some of your bowl, because suddenly the thief is going to be upon us. If you mourn now, maybe you won't have to mourn later, says Yirmiah. I have made you tested among my nation. Right? You're going to be a fortress among my people so that you may know, right, and test their ways. Now, Yirmiah is being assured by a Kaddish Baruch Hu that he will be the assurance, he will be the protection. That no matter what happens to any of the Jews when they're during this whole war, Yirmiah will not die. And that's what Yirmiah is being promised. Kulam sorei sorim. They're all going to be rebellers. Holchi Rachil speaking Lashon Hara Nechoshes Ubarzo Kulam Ashkisim Hema. They are copper and iron, but they're all corrupt. The idea is that they have unbending character. They're stubborn, like copper and iron. They will not bend to listen to you whatsoever. They are not people who are willing to listen. Nochar Mapuch Me'esh Tam. They're bellows, you know, the thing that you use to start the fire. They blow fiercely. Oforeth Lashov Sorath Sorof. Oforeth Lashov. They're like lead that is consumed for naught. Sorof Sorath Varoyim Lonitaku. The smith melts in vain because the wicked people are not going to get off. In other words, they try to destroy the people that are wicked among them. It doesn't work and it's not going to happen whatsoever. Kesef Nimos. The silver has been despised. Karulam Kimos Hashemam, because God has rejected all of them. And that's the idea behind it. In other words, they are considered like sort of like a conglomerate of base metals, saying that they're all sects and different areas of wicked men, cliques of wicked men, all at odds and slandering against one another, and therefore there is nothing we're going to be able to do to save them. Now the word came to Yirmiah saying the following. Now this is interesting. He's now going to say words about the base mikdash, which seem to belittle it, right? And it's being said at the gateway of the base of mikdash itself, as people were walking in order to show them that it's going to be destroyed.
So he's moved from the market.
Well, yeah, it's not exactly the market itself. It's in front of the base mikdash, but again, still speaking to Amir Atzim, not to the Choshev.
And the cargo.
Publicized his word. He's standing in the market, he's in the base of Mikdash, but there's...
Yirmiah has to be well known by now. If he already had gotten those...
He's well known, but somebody's living in, I don't know...
Oh, I don't think those people heard it. No, I don't think they heard it.
Only people in Jerusalim knew that. How many few thousand people? 10,000? 20,000?
Word can get around it. I don't know if they had, you know, newspapers or things like that, like ways of getting news around. But if you had a Yirmiah, a type of Navi who was well known, saying over a prophecy the base of Mikdash was getting destroyed, I'm sure the word got bastardized as it went through the land. But the word... for sure got out somewhere. Remember, caravan people, the guys who were going in caravans to sell stuff from one place to the other, for sure told people about what was going on in a big city.
Yeah, but
right?
Like, I'm not going to tell somebody what I don't like.
People like, oh, no, crazy Yirmiah. Yeah, crazy Yirmiah. This guy's crazy.
Your taxi driver will always tell you.
Okay, fine. But if I'm living in another city and I hear about somebody telling about this crazy guy in Jerusalem, like, I'm not going to take the word.
No, but it's Yirmiah. Yirmiah was already well known. That's why.
Everybody
did. Wait, I would assume Yirmiah was well known by the kings. Right?
He went up only
once
you had these
yeah, you're right. There were other Nevi'im at the time
who also got the same prophecy,
right? Yeah, they just faked it. Or they didn't tell it over, or they were like what we said by Hulda and Spania, whatever. They went to the other parts. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
We're dealing with any Nevuah that one Navi gets, most likely there are other Nevi'im that got it. So.
Yeah. Like Tanya Hulda.
So other people could have said the Nevuah out.
In their own way, yeah. But remember, a lot of them were
at this point.
Right. Stand at the gate of the Beis Hamikdash. Across the Shomaz Gavras, I want you to call out this word. Listen to the word of God, all of you. That go through these gates to Hashem in order to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call Hashem to Makos Elokei Yisrael. Hey, Tiber Afikam Malchem. Do good in your ways and in all of your deeds. The Ashaknas Chabamakom said, "There, then I will dwell amongst you in this place. Otherwise, Golus is going to be inevitable." Do not rely on the words of the wise. To say it is the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord. In other words, that these people would do their three annual pilgrimages, right? On Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkot, and they'd come along and they would be told, ah, all we have to do is do a Leila Regel and everything's going to work out so well.
They're telling you,
don't think
not
that way.
You can't talk here.
All right, party. Come on, Ashkenazim, don't believe in that. Right? Because if you do good in your ways, that's Malaleichem, and in all your deeds. But if you do Mishpat, then you will be to a man and his friend. If you don't oppress a Ger Yosef Almano, right? A stranger, an orphan, and a widow. You don't spill any innocent blood. Right? You don't go after the evil gods. Right? You don't do that and act evil in any other way. If you do that, right? These are methods that are going to assure the basic Mishpat's continued existence. If you do that, it's going to be good. Then, Mishpat then I'm going to dwell among you in a place that I gave over to your fathers forever and ever. But you're putting your trust in lies, right? Which can be of absolutely no help to you at all. You go ahead and you steal, and then you murder, and then you commit adultery, and then you swear falsehood, and you give incense to Baal. You go after the other gods that you do not know whatsoever. Now that's not a good pasuk. And then you come and stand in front of me in this space I make, there's a question me love where my name is on it. And you say, we are saved. So you can continue doing all these abominations that they say that almost like the Beis HaMikdash became a place of encouraging sin. It seemed like all they had to do was daven to all the other idols, then come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a kapara, like a Hail Mary, and then everything was going to be okay. Has this house, this house that my name was called upon it, is it really, has it become a robber's den where only evil people go there to talk about all the great bad things that they've done? Beinechem, in your eyes, I have seen it with my very own eyes. I have seen how you've shown this area to not be a Beis HaMikdash, but to be a place of like a bar where everybody was just hanging out and telling everybody what they did that day. Go to my place, that used to be in Shiloh, that I put my name there originally. Did you see what I did to it when Bnei Israel did evil? I destroyed Shiloh beforehand, right? Because their conduct was not according to the way that I wanted them to. I destroyed them. That was Shiloh.
But is that a reference to Malchus Yisrael?
I don't think so. I think it's referring to Mishkan Shiloh.
Hashem destroyed it. I mean, it was when they built the Beis HaMikdash.
The Plishim took away most of it. There were parts
of it
that were gone.
Show and they took the Aron.
It was called, that was the destruction of Shiloh. That's what they called it. Now you're right. It never really said
like
that Shiloh was there.
Worst destruction.
You call it the destruction of Shiloh. But nonetheless, did you see that I destroyed Shiloh when that happened? Now because you've done all these deeds, says Hashem, and I told you to speak until morning, right? But you didn't do so. You didn't listen. So I called out to you, but you did not answer, right? So now, because I told you what was going to happen, and I showed you this happened before, and you didn't listen, therefore, I'm going to do the house that my name is upon, that you're assured in, the place that I gave to you and your fathers, the same thing as I did to Shiloh. I'm going to destroy it because of everything over there. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bnei Yisrael that were around, had a good reason for thinking it was going to happen. How in the world could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something that he forbade us to do?
we are forbidden from knocking down his Mizbeah or from destroying the Beis HaMikdash, right? There's a lot. Lo Tasum King Lashem Elokecha. How could Hashem go against that very possible?
Well, exactly. Why is it different than saying, how does Hashem make it rain on Shabbos? You know, you can't plant things on Shabbos.
But it was a serious enough question that the Gemara had to answer.
Well,
the Gemara says there's no tchumen above 10 tefachim. Like, in other words, you're right. That's the question that they ask in that way.
I can't go to your house and smash your window, but if you want to smash your own window, you can smash your own window. That's what things.
See, the difference is that we say, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows or abides by his own laws when it comes to the world itself. So if he abides by his own laws, here's a law of Los Alamos and Kim Lashem Elokecha. If we can't, how could it be? Now, the counter argument that was given back by God is that the Beis HaMikdash was conditional. Well, they die, so to speak, right?
Yep.
And by the way, they're always supposed to die. So Los Tirtzach is you can't kill in the fashion of, you know, before his time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not killing before their time. So, you know, so to speak, obviously. Right. It's all like metaphorical, obviously, right? But by the way, his answer back was the Beis HaMikdash was conditional. The Beis HaMikdash was, as long as you guys do well, then you'll have the Beis HaMikdash. But if you don't, then it's going to be destroyed. So when you sin, there's no more kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Therefore, my deal of not losing the Hashem Elokecha does not apply in such a situation. What's up there?
I don't like the comparison to Shiloh because Shiloh was always going to be temporary. Mishkan was always going to be temporary. Bringing up the fact that it was destroyed or taken apart.
Good.
Whatever.
But it didn't have to be destroyed. It was temporary to the point where whenever they were ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the Aron Kodesh and all of the stuff to the area of the Beis HaMikdash. But it was never meant to be destroyed, and it was.
The Beis HaMikdash.
Agreed. No, 100% agreed. But Shiloh was not where they got the stuff from. Remember, they brought it from Kiryas Yaron. Because once Shiloh was destroyed, they never brought it back. The Aron was never brought back to it. I would assume the people who did wrong, Chafni Pinchas, the other Kohanim, were stealing all the stuff from the people. Remember that? According to the Psukim, they were sleeping with the women that were coming to bring their korbanos, you know, yolados. So there were things that they needed a kapara for. What exactly was a kapara for? I'm assuming that's it, but I don't have an exact answer. I would assume that's that. The Ishvati has come to Alpanai. I threw you out of my sight. Kasher Ishvati has called Akrichan, has called Zer Ephraim. The same way they threw out all of Zer Ephraim. That's what I did to them. So you, Yirmiyah, don't daven for these people. The altitz about them reno tefillin. Do not bring up any reno tefillin. Altitz kavi and don't daven me kein any shomei osok because I'm not going to hear you. My rejection of all your efforts is final. I'm leaving no room for any prayer for any clemency. So here's the mashal. Okay, a son sinned against his father, who then decided he's going to temporarily banish him from the palace completely. So the son left home and went to exile into different lands. The father hoped that one day his son would repent, he would do tshuva, and he would return, right? Or at least send a message to his father saying that he wanted to be summoned home. But he waited a long time. The son didn't send any message. The son never came home. So one day, a traveling merchant who knew the son very well met the father. In the midst of a business discussion, the merchant inquired about the son, asked why the father hadn't accepted him back. Father said, I would do so, but I'm waiting for him to apologize. Said the merchant, then let me do you a service. I'll apologize for him. Said the father, the entire purpose of my waiting for him personally is in order to see how sincere his regret is. So although you could apologize for him, that doesn't show me if he really feels it. So to over here, Yirmiyah could apologize for them. Yirmiyah could do tshuva for them, but it doesn't matter because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants B'nai Yisrael to feel the tshuva. And if they're not feeling it, Yirmiyah representing them is not enough. I know it could work. I just don't want that.
It works for Moshe.
Once.
That's all they need.
Yeah.
Twice.
I guess it didn't happen again.
Twice.
Why? He goes off and...
Well, he didn't destroy the Jews. He just punished them.
Yeah, he didn't destroy. He said he would destroy them and he just...
I hear. They might have done shuv after that because of the Maraglan. People could cry, but I hear what you're saying. Don't you see what's going on in the cities of Yehuda and all of Yerushalayim? After they told them all this, they couldn't care less. They were openly, you know, flaunting against the Navi. The children are gathering the wood. The fathers are kindling the fire. And the women are kneading their dough. In order to make cakes to the kingdom of heaven. And to burn wine like libations, or to pour wine libations to the other gods, and it's all to get me angry. Do they want to get me angry? Right? Do they not provoke themselves to their own boshes? Do they realize that it's just embarrassing themselves? I don't know you, Hashem. My wrath, my anger is burning on this place. On the men, on the animals, on the wood of the field, on the fruits of the earth. It's going to burn born, it's not going to be quenched whatsoever. Kol marshan tzvulos alki Yisrael olos seichem tzfu al zivcheichem. Add your olos 2 years vachem to ichlu baser, and go ahead and eat your flesh. In other words, don't bring me any olos anymore. Forget about this vachem. Forget about everything. The same way you're allowed to eat shlamim, you might as well eat the olos. I don't want to hear your olos. I don't want to see your olos. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Okay, ki lo divarti davos seichem, because I never spoke to your forefathers that this is what I wanted. Below tzivisim by yom hotzios amerchaim, and I never commanded them this is what I wanted when I lay left Mitzrayim. I'll divrei olav zavak about korbanos. Now, granted, they were told about korbanos in Mitzrayim. Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was different, though. That was a requirement to offer it. There was no requirement to offer it as a group. It was only as individuals right then. And the Pesach was only supposed to be right then. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be for all time. It was for them to eat.
Aren't
what's
up? Supposed to offer the Pesach in a group?
Meaning in a chavura, right? You're right. But it's not meant to be as everybody all as one and one person representing them all. That was never supposed to be. But no korbanos were commanded until they came down to Midbar. And after the Egel Azov, seemingly, if the order of the parshos are out of order, that's when he commanded them to bring korbanos, but not before them. We'll do one more pasuk over here. God stinks. All right. But pasuk of Gimel, Kima said, Dabar Azet Yivizio Som Lamar. This is what I commanded them. Shimu Bekoli, just listen to my voice. Ve Yisrael Kam Lelich, and I'll be your God. Matam Leo Amen, you'll be my people. Ba'alatam Bekoli, Dera Shar Tavaz, Kam Lamani Tavaz, Kam Lamani Tavaz, Kam in the road that I've commanded you that will be good for you for the rest of your lives. That's all I wanted from you. I didn't want anything else. Right? And because you didn't listen to it, therefore you're going to be punished. And that's the line. I didn't want your korbanos. I want you to listen to me. All right, guys, we'll stop with that.